Peter Schweitzer, Washington Corrupt Practices Act Needed to Drain the Swamp. By Robert Krajicek on October 10, 2019. Legislation mandating disclosure of financial ties between immediate family members of elected government officials and foreign governments, provisionally titled the Washington Corrupt Practices Act, would help combat foreign-procured political influence and corruption within America, determined Peter Schweitzer, president of the Government Accountability Institute, senior contributor at Breitbart News, and author of Secret Empires: How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends. Schweitzer elaborated on his Wednesday published New York Times opinion editorial in a same-day interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Rebecca Mansour and special guest host and Washington Post columnist Henry Olson. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's RKY financial relationship with the Chinese state is illustrative of the status quo of foreign business relationships between politicians and foreign governments evading disclosure requirements, explained Schweitzer. The family of Transportation Secretary Elaine Zhou, who is McConnell's wife, owns a seafaring shipping business, noted Schweitzer. They had it even before Mitch McConnell and Elaine Zhou were married. But in 1993, the Chinese government basically struck a deal with the Zhou family, where they said, "We will finance the construction of your cargo ships. We will provide crews for your cargo ships, and state-owned enterprises in China will give you lots of contracts to ship our goods around Asia." Schweitzer continued, "And what you've seen is that relationship has budded. Is basically that Mitch McConnell has become a lot less critical of the Chinese government. And this is essentially what the Chinese are playing at. They've done it in Australia. They've done it in New Zealand, and other parts of Asia. They are quite confident that the way to deal with adversarial countries or countries that are resistant to their policies is to try to buy off the political class. And they've had some success in doing that. And they're doing that in the United States today. Listen." Schweitzer noted how Joe Biden's geopolitical analysis of China changed following his youngest son, Hunter Biden, launching a private equity firm with $1.5 billion in financing from the Chinese state. Joe Biden was basically a hawk on China for most of his Senate career in the 80s and 90s, even up until the early parts of the Obama administration, Schweitzer remarked. "Joe Biden has basically said, we should welcome a rising China. China is not a threat. There is benefit to China becoming stronger, because they will be more like us." Olson contrasted news media focus on alleged foreign-rooted conflicts of interest between President Donald Trump and those of Joe Biden via Hunter Biden's business dealings in China and Ukraine. "The thing that gets me is that Hunter Biden is obviously a troubled individual," Olson stated. The New Yorker magazine profile of him goes into enormous detail about his troubles. "For 3 years, we've been hearing about every little thing about the Trump children or the Trump administration. And how awful it is that foreign dignitaries stay at the Trump Hotel in D.C. because they might be currying favor with the president. And how terrible it is that Chinese investors are buying condos in Jared Kushner's family's buildings. And yet here we've got this troubled person, who Joe Biden obviously loves, who is raking in cash well beyond his expertise. And supposedly we're not supposed to be worried about it. The double standard here is just glaring." Olson added, "It's almost like you can imagine some sort of shakedown deal. You can almost imagine somebody going up to Joe Biden and saying, 'Nice son you've got there. Shame if something were to happen to him.' It's very troubling. You don't even have to say that Joe Biden has changed his mind on China. The fact is Hunter Biden's future is now indebted to people and regimes that are potentially hostile to the United States, and definitely regimes that we want to have an interest in. And he, unfortunately, has a personal stake in this, because of his son's involvement. That's news, and it's as much news as when the president of Ukraine says, 'Oh, I stayed in the Trump Tower when I was in New York.' In fact, I'd say it's even more so." Asked by Mansour for solutions to combating foreign procurement of political influence through business relationships with politicians' family members, Schweitzer proposed legislation modeled after the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. "Here's the paradox," replied Schweitzer, "a few years ago. One of J.P. Morgan's subsidiaries was fined hundreds of millions of dollars by the federal government of the United States because what their subsidiary did was hire the children of Communist Party officials in China with the explicit hope of getting favorable treatment from the Chinese government. So they paid a large fine for that, and that violated the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, which means you are not allowed to provide a favor or a benefit to a foreign government officials in exchange for favorable treatment. Without identifying specific persons, Schweitzer revealed that he had discussed the aforementioned legislative proposal with some senators. "I recognize it's not going to be easy to get passed," said Schweitzer of the Washington Corrupt Practices Act. "You've people on both sides of the aisle that want to cash in. But I think this is key, or we're going to continue to see in this country a descent into more corruption. Into kind of a third world swamp where the political class is getting rich and their interests are not aligned with the populace. Their interests are aligned with foreign oligarchs or companies that are paying them. At a very minimum, there ought to be a disclosure," Schweitzer continued. "If Joe Biden or Mitch McConnell are running for office, they're required to disclose a $200 donation from anybody. It's required by federal law, and the reason is we want to know who's putting money in their campaign coffers if that person is getting favorable treatment or influence. And they're also required to disclose if they have $1,000 in stock in General Electric, because we want to make sure their decisions are not being marred by their own financial interests. So they have to disclose those things. But their adult child, like Hunter Biden, joins a Chinese firm, a billion-dollar firm funded by the Chinese government, there's no disclosure requirement. Existing disclosure requirements related to campaign contributions and investment are insufficient to reveal potential conflicts of interest between politicians and foreign states," noted Schweitzer. "I would argue that if you are a foreign entity, the best way to get influence over an American politician is not by making a $200 campaign contribution. It's not by hoping they own $1,000 of your stock. It's by striking a lucrative deal with one of their kids, and yet there's no disclosure requirement. At a minimum, we should require American politicians and elected officials in senior government positions to disclose if their immediate family members have deals with foreign governments. They should be required to disclose that and let citizens know that." The Washington Corrupt Practices Act may yield bipartisan support, speculated Schweitzer. "This has the prospect of a kind of populist left-right legislative approach," Schweitzer estimated. "Imagine if you could have a Ted Cruz, a conservative Republican, and an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is really a left-wing socialist in Congress, both of them support this. This is the sort of issue I think resonates with them in their view of Washington. They're suspicious of the establishment. They see this as corrupt, and I'm hoping that we can find common cause." Olson concluded, "Sounds to me like the one thing Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and President Trump could all agree on." Breitbart News Tonight airs Monday through Friday on SiriusXM's Patriot Channel 125 from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter @RKrajcik.